I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. I am Buddy Shula, and football is in the air, fall is in the air, and that means eating. I mean, two things about Buffalo in the fall and winter and football, it all revolves around food, and we want to make sure you're having the best stuff. And you can do that with Market in the Square. Market in the Square has two locations, one of them in West Seneca and the other in North Tonawanda. We're here with Brian and Nick Kazmierski, and not only great friends of mine who run an incredible local business in the Market in the Square, but just good people. And you can go to the website, themarketinthesquare.com. And what's great about the website is you can see all the departments. You can see about sale items. You can see about sale, you know, all the different departments, what's in it, what's coming up, any holiday specials, things like that. We're getting into your, in a grocery standpoint, your time of the year. Is that correct?
Holidays are always good for us. Fall time is always good for us, especially with the footballs and the upcoming Super Bowl. So,
in the upcoming Super Bowl. I like how you got that in. Is there any time that's more busier than other times? You say the holidays. I mean, don't people eat on a regular basis that it wouldn't change that much?
Yeah, I think typically we see kind of the fourth quarter. So, you know, kind of that October 1st through the end of the year is typically our busiest time, only because you get a little bit more, you got some concentration of holidays with Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's to be specific. But, you know, your Christmas parties are not just Christmas. You know, you got people kind of all through that December time frame having get-togethers and celebrations for various, you know, events, family gatherings. A lot of businesses, things like that, might have holiday parties at the end of the year for their employees, that sort of thing. So you just see, a higher concentration of family get-togethers and parties and that sort of thing.
Well, you know, football parties being one of them. You sure. know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. And a couple of weeks after that, we're going to be talking about, you know, holidays and holiday parties and stuff sure. like that. When I think of the Market in the Square, I truly think of like Buffalo's, I know there are more, but this is what I think of. I think of like Buffalo's truly local grocery store. That's what I think of. All right. And just to let our audience know, the both of you, the owners of Market in the Square, you're local. You're born and bred in Buffalo, correct?
Sure. Yep. My dad, yep. I'll let him talk, but my dad grew up in Riverside.
Yeah, we grew up in Riverside. And, a few years ago, and I moved when I got married and to Rochester for about 4 years, the worst years of my life. Not for the marriage, but because of Rochester.
Right. I feel the same way for some reason about Rochester.
But we came back to Buffalo, and we bought a house in Tonawanda, and that's where we've been ever since. We love Buffalo. We couldn't wait to get back, and the first opportunity we got, we came back.
Every time I see you guys and meet with you guys and talk to you, you know, you're always so, you're positive, you're proud of your grocery stores. And, you know, and I'm saying that from the heart. You are. I always, just looking at you every time, I know that. You, Brian, you have a long past in the grocery business in Buffalo, working at some names that our audience may remember before sure. you owned the Market in the Square, right?
Sure. Way back when I started working at Park Edge Markets. Mm. And a little side thing there, that's where I met my wife. So I was in Park Edge. And then after I went to Park Edge, when Wegmans came to town, I opened the original three Wegmans stores in Buffalo for them, working in deli and bakery. And then after Wegmans, I was scouted by Peter J. Schmidt, who owned the Bell stores.
Bell.
So I worked for Peter J. Schmidt for about 11 years until they were gobbled up by Quality and Flickinger. And a little hiatus there. I call it I didn't have a real job back then, but I was working but hated it. So we decided that, you know, I had to do something different. So I went to Fleming and I started working for Fleming for a while, which was the Jubilee stores and those banners. And after Jubilee and Fleming, I decided that I needed to do something for myself. And I had a business partner at the time. And we put together a conglomeration of Park Edge Markets and the concept of the Broadway Market, which gave us the marketing for the market in the square. So I've been there ever since. It's 22 years now. We just celebrated our 23rd anniversary. So, you know, it's been a great ride. And now I'm even happier because all my kids are in the business with me.
Yeah, that's awesome. A couple things. I was going to ask you when you were talking about like bells and stuff. Like I remember Super Duper, and you remember AMP? Do you remember
Super Duper AMP? Yep.
All those things.
I can remember a Mohegan Market.
I don't remember that one, but you know all these Buffalo things. And another thing about the Market in the Square is that you have when you walk into the Market in the Square, and you have to actually walk in there to know this. Okay. You can kind of maybe visualize it, but when you walk into your stores, there's a hugely Buffalo feel to it.
All right.
And like you said, you based it kind of on a premise of the Broadway Market. So you'll find a lot of the items, about the true Buffalo items in the market in the square, and that's on purpose.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, my dad, I, our family are proud of where we come from. And, you know, we've kind of grown up in those traditions of, you know, specific foods or that sort of thing that celebrate holidays, but then, you know, that are kind of everyday staples of your life. You know, specifically around holidays, you know, you have the Polish sausages and the, right. You know, the almond rings and the platsiks and the
cheesecake,
pierogies and all that sort of stuff that, you know, I kind of, you know, I've lived in Buffalo my whole life, so I can't really compare it. But, you know, I don't know if other places really have kind of that diversity of tradition.
I don't see it.
So, you know, we try to capture as much of that as possible within our stores, for sure.
So do you think you would want, as a business owner, do you think you would want to own and operate grocery stores if they weren't in Buffalo, like if they were in another state?
You know, I've thought of that, and it's... I don't know. I mean, you know, lots of times you go on vacation or to Florida or wherever, and you kind of walk into a grocery store there, and they're, I don't know, you're always kind of looking to see what they do or how they do things, and it's very, it's kind of whitewashed. It's very...
I agree with you.
Basic, and, you know, they're not doing anything special. I mean...
They're not homey feelings.
Right. No, no.
Like a grocery experience at the market in the square... is a homey feeling. On one thing, you're looking at buys and shipped out. On the other thing, you're looking at Weber's mustard, Dubell's, you know, sausage. You know, these are all like Buffalo brands.
Oh, sure, sure.
And not only that, you know, you give great prices and things like that. And you make everything from scratch. You do it the way it should be done from scratch, right? What right. things do you have from scratch that are made right there?
Well, our famous donuts, I mean, they're fantastic. We have a true bench-made peanut stick. It's made on the bench, not, you know, dropped into a fryer, and, you know, mm-hmm. it's a very robust donut, if you will. One of my favorites. And
that's a scratch, you know, bakery department.
Right, right. And you know, the same thing. We make our platsiks from scratch. We make our almond rings. You know, we make our own almond paste. That type of thing. It's very time-consuming, but it's very rewarding because we have a bakery that our competition is unable or unwilling to match. I mean, people come to our bakery. It's a destination point.
Even expanding past the bakery, and I know that it's something that's near and dear to your heart, buddy, is our soups. The soups that we make are scratch-made. So there's some, you know, fan favorites for sure. You know, the buffalo chicken wing, banana pepper, you know, there's a ton of great soups there, and, you know, those are made the right way.
Your convenience cafe, your, you know, where you could just go into a store and grab something to eat. Now, you know, I mean, listen, you can do this in a lot of places. I mean, you can do it at a gas station, you know, go in and grab something, but you cannot get the type of quality we're talking about, the made from scratch things that people, human beings actually right there behind the counter doing this, an actual butcher. Tell me about that. Who, you have an actual butcher, right? So you get a cow or something. What happens at that point?
Well, we don't get cows anymore, but we get the whole primals into our back room, and you know, they're hand cutting steaks, they're hand cutting roasts, they're using the saws to cut T-bones and porterhouses or bone in pork chops, that sort of thing. But yep, everything is cut on premise. I mean, there's just a couple things that you get in that, you know, are standard. Yeah. Products that everyone kind of carries, but you know, 95% of our meat case is hand cut,
ground fresh
or ground fresh, or sausages is ground and stuffed on a daily basis. So, you know, 95 to 98% of our case is, you know, is freshly cut or freshly made in the back room.
Your stores are clean. All the people in there are very local. They're knowledgeable. They're helpful. All these departments that you have, you know, I go to the West Seneca store a lot. There's a pharmacy in there. It's such a nice store. And, you know, in some supermarkets, it's like your blood pressure goes up to like 300 because, you know, you're trying to get this and find that, and everybody's walking around. And at yours, it's a nice pace. Everybody's like in a good mood there. It's Buffalo things. So football is here, and we want to talk about football parties, because everybody looks to plan a good football party, especially this year when it looks like there'll be plenty of, you know, hopefully parties through February. Let's put it that way. Okay, so what can people do for their football party or tailgates when they stop marketing the square? What are they getting?
Well, I think we have everything that you might need for a party. You know, we'll talk about parties first. You know, we have a catering department at both locations. You can pick it up hot or you can pick it up cold, and so you can, you know, if you want to pick it up early in the day and then heat it up later in the day, that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. But it's a wide range of selections that, you know, are they're fantastic, and you know, I think our pricing is really competitive in the marketplace too, and makes your party a little bit easier at home for cleanup, for prep. You know, you don't have to worry about dishes, you don't have to worry about recipes. It's kind of all there for you, from fruit trays and vegetable trays, rye bread dips to kind of start things off. But then we have your main dishes, you know, beef on weck, pasta dishes, chicken dishes, pork. There's a ton to look. If you look on our website, themarketinthesquare.com, there's a catering menu available there that you can see all the selections. And like I said, great pricing and even better product.
What's the lead time for catering, especially when we get into the holidays and stuff like that?
Basically as much time as you can give us, but we've turned things in like 24 hours. If you're in a pinch and you need something, come in and talk to Tim at our West Seneca store or Sarah at our North Tonawanda store, and they'll do whatever they can do to help you out.
Yeah, around holiday times it does get a little tight. So if you want a holiday order for, like I said, like a Christmas party or a holiday party or something like that, the earlier the better. You know, those do get pretty busy for our catering department.
We could talk about a ton more, and I notice we have 20 seconds left. Time goes fast. Brian and Nick from the Market in the Square, North Tonawanda and West Seneca, thank you for being here today. And folks, you're looking for something for your parties, your tailgate parties, your home parties, football and fall, they go together, and so does the Market in the Square. You know, do it local. These guys are local. These people are local. Buy local. Go to these guys when you're looking for groceries. You'll get into a habit of doing it because you'll love it the first time you walk in there. Thanks. The Market in the Square, thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.